I think mayors and municipalities are still, you know, looking. I don't know if time is helping them sort out what they do and whether or not they have to raise property taxes. Most say they will, and how high those numbers have to go to cope with development charge losses, given the provincial government's Bill 23, the More Homes Built Faster Act, which you might remember. Friend of mine laughingly, I think he accidentally referred to it as Faster Homes Built More. I almost like that better, but we'll stick with More Homes Built Faster. To talk about it with us is the mayor of the town of Aurora. He is Tom Marakis. Tom, it's great to have you on the show. Thanks very much for making the time.
Oh, anytime, Greg, and thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. Has time sort of given you a better sense and more conversations with your council about what you do? Many municipalities were blindsided by this. How can you make up for development charges that you won't get this year and still provide service for your community?
Well, I mean, ultimately, I think the only thing that time has done is allow us to continuously ask questions to the provincial government. And what we keep hearing is the wording that they'll make us whole if there is a shortfall. Yet we still don't understand what that actually means. And so I think a lot of us are kind of in this wait and see game. I don't think any of us are actually implementing any tax increase, which would be, in Aurora, we're probably going to call it the provincial housing tax. But we're not going to implement that this year because we want to wait and see what the regulations are from the bill, as well as what does that that the minister keeps referring to make us whole? What does that actually mean? And once we have that full understanding, I think 2024 is going to be the year that you're going to see a massive increase from a provincial housing tax perspective.
So, yeah, nothing for the next year. So when does a municipality settle on what the rate would be for 2024? We heard John Tory obviously mention it in early January for this particular calendar year. When do you have to do it for your for Aurora?
Well, we've almost finished our budget process. We've actually tabled a 2.5% increase with 1% for our capital reserves. Mm-hmm. And so far, it looks like that's where we're going to fall on for this year. But just because we don't know the full impacts of the regulations of Bill 23. So we're looking at about a 3.5% increase here in the town of Aurora.
I know it brought some controversy when Stephen Clark, who for listeners is the municipal affairs minister for the province, said that municipalities like Toronto were keeping the development charges in reserve funds to sort of spend whenever they felt like it. A lot of people took umbrage with that. How did you feel about that kind of comment?
Absolutely. I mean, essentially, and I think I've mentioned this before, is that as a former mayor, the minister knows that a lot of those reserves, a lot of those development charges, they're earmarked before we even collect them. And sometimes you don't actually write the check and spend that money until you're actually building, whether it's a park, what type of infrastructure you're actually spending that money on. And sometimes you have to wait until the development is complete before you can spend that money. And so, yeah, does it sit in the bank sometimes? Yes, but it's earmarked and it's already spent because we look at everything from a 10-year period, right? And that's why we have 10-year asset management plans, is so we can better utilize how we spend tax dollars and make sure that everything is efficient. And a lot of times we've heard lately too that there's a lot of waste. I got to say, my time here in town of Aurora, over eight years, we've had a balanced budget every year. And so I would ask if the provincial government could say the same thing.
Yeah. Tom Marakis is our guest, Mayor of Aurora on Toronto Today. How many conversations have you had with other mayors? Like, I know you don't work in concert or to try and get a uniform tax rate, and every municipality is different. But what do they say when you're on a phone call with them?
I'm hearing a lot of the same concerns right across the board. Is the fact that because of inflation, rising costs everywhere, you will see an increase right across the board, and it's a very difficult time. But this that's been proposed with the Bill 23, actually not proposed, it's been passed. And while we're waiting for those regulations, you could see some massive increases. And we constantly hear from the provincial government as well, is that they're finding ways to put money back into Ontarians' pockets. Well, they're putting it in one pocket, and yet it's going to be taken out right from the other pocket. And so this is problematic. I mean, even though we're at 3.5% this year, next year, depending on those regulations and, what making us whole means, we could see an additional 6% on top of whatever we have to put on.
It's one of those scenarios as well where I know you want to be straight with your constituents. I know you want to tell people what is what, but it's really difficult. It's hard news to give to people that just voted for you to say, here are some services that may be lacking. I mean, this is obviously something John Tories had to do here in Toronto. What are things that you look at and you say, can we do a little more with less of this? I know people have referenced, you know, leaf pickup or snow cleaning or snow removal, I should say. What are the things in Aurora that would factor into services maybe being cut to a slight extent?
Well, to be honest with you, Greg, I mean, I think that we've had these discussions, and I've always said that the services that we provide in our community, and I can't speak for every municipality, but in our community, they're the services that are expected and are needed. And, you know, and it's essentially what makes our community the great community that it is. And so we don't want to cut any services because those, you know, our residents have come to expect them. And so we've done a service delivery review just in the last year. We've looked at ways of finding efficiencies. That service delivery review actually said that, you know, we're very efficient. We're very lean. We're doing very well from a municipal standpoint. So that's why I take offense when I hear that, you know, that there's a lot of waste in municipalities when I'm hearing that, because I can't speak for all municipalities, but I can tell you in the town of Aurora, we're doing everything we can to make sure that every tax dollar, there's value put to it.
There's a lot of anger about the green belt. I don't think I underestimated it, but sometimes we get up in the air and our arms flail around and then we settle down and we move on. I'm not feeling that with this particular issue. What do residents of Aurora say about it, and how does it affect them?
I can tell you right now, the residents of Aurora, as well as myself, strongly believe that the green belt should be protected. There's a reason why it was protected. And, you know, if you shift the line, all you do is open the door for the line to continuously be being shifted over the years. And so we will lose what is important to us, which is the environment. And it's absolutely unacceptable to open up any parts of the greenbelt.
Hey, Tom, let's keep having more conversations about this. I wish you the best. Thanks so much for taking some time today. And I think it's great info for our listeners, whatever municipality they're living in. Appreciate you coming on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Greg. And you have yourself a great day.
Thanks. You too. Tom Arrakis, mayor of the city of Aurora.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.